Why doesn't marketing work? That's what we're going to talk about today. I'm Brian Rump.
And I'm Matt Garrity from Matty G Digital.
And this is the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. We have business conversations for the Kawartha commute. All right, Matt, we are immediately going to get sued because this episode is sponsored by Starting Point Digital Marketing. And we are about to talk to everyone about why marketing doesn't work. How do you feel about that?
I feel like marketing, you want the marketer to say marketing doesn't work, don't you?
It's so controversial. So controversial right now.
I used to on slide decks have notes about marketing doesn't work and people would be a bit rattled. And more specifically, even mention email marketing. And I would say email marketing sucks. Or email marketing doesn't work. And people would be like, what? What are you saying? Why are we talking about that? And then you're telling me it sucks. But realistically, like, why marketing doesn't work is something that's been, I've been thinking about a lot of late. The last couple of weeks, maybe more specifically, maybe I've thought about it even more from a lot of frustrations because of conversations with people. I do think that marketing doesn't work, typically because of inexperience. I've got a whole bunch of notes and reasons why that can all be tied back to inexperience. But we talk a little bit about like email marketing sucks because you're emailing people too often and you don't provide value. That's inexperience. Your social media sucks because there's no strategy. And you're posting pictures of your coffee and you're posting pictures about your socks. And that's because of inexperience. Do you think marketing doesn't work?
Yeah. I think what most people are doing is not marketing. So that's sort of where I go with this conversation. I think there's a awesome book that, I have lots of books that I love, but one I read recently, The One Page Marketing Plan, has some great quotes in it. And we may get to some of them that are a bit more harsher or a little bit mean maybe, but what most people are doing is I believe the author quotes somebody else and saying random acts of marketing. So, you know, as you said, your email marketing doesn't work because you're not emailing the right people with the right things with any value or even any call to action that's reasonable. Your social media doesn't work because no one can figure out what you do, right? It's pictures of your coffee or, you know, random things. I joke sometimes about certain businesses where they seem like great people, but I don't know where they are or how to do business with them. So that stuff's fun if you want to fit some fun in, but they don't have a framework that they're following.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, honestly, like I'm joking that marketing doesn't work, but I know why it doesn't or when it doesn't. And like I said, that's because of inexperience. But like marketing doesn't not work if you're doing it effectively, even like mildly effectively. If you are telling people who you are and what you do, and if you just did that over and over and over again, as you have taught me, marketing is an exercise in repetition. If you're just telling people, like I said, who you are and what you do, that's honestly all you got to do. And that's going to work. People cannot buy from you product or service if they don't know who you are, if they don't know what you offer. It is literally impossible to run it and sell things if you don't market and tell people those things.
Yeah. People know how do you make their lives better and how to do business with you. And if you do those basic things, marketing should work. Marketing shouldn't be complicated. In fact, Starting Point Digital Marketing offers intentionally simple marketing that's intentionally simple. And my bet is above average. If you do intentionally simple, consistent marketing, you're already going to be above average compared to everybody else in your sort of industry, field, or town. Yeah, you might, you know, there's lots of ways to get marginally better and, you know, do some campaigns and tweak it, but you need to have that strong foundational base just to be able to make those sort of extra things that you might do work for you.
Yeah, that's the cool thing that Starting Point Digital Marketing does, is they're not coming at it from extremely high level, multi-channel, customized type of plans. It's strictly marketing that is who you are and what you do, and being able to tell people that in an affordable, consistent way, which is really cool. So I've come up with like 4 points. And I've made notes for like the best notes I've literally ever come up with. We should do like a...
Oh, wow. We are in for a treat today.
I should date myself. We should do like a David Letterman top 10 list. Like read them out in that way. Yeah.
Sounds like not a brand. These are conversations for the core of the commute, not well-prepared, curated lists.
Well-prepared is not something you would ever call me for this podcast, and today is the day.
Awesome.
So, again, I think, again, marketing doesn't work because of inexperience, and all 4 of these points kind of come back to that. The thing that I experience sometimes is marketing doesn't work because it's not given the time to see it through. So some tactics that you're going to utilize could take 8 to 12 months to see results. That's honestly social media, organically, like through those posts. It could take 8 to 12 months to build your brand and get have people build brand awareness for you. And that's I'm saying that from my own experience locally. As a small town personal type of service, it took almost that long to start hearing people say, I saw you through social media. When I first started my business, everyone I knew, everyone that reached out to me was a referral, word of mouth. I knew where they were coming from. I could make that connection.
Yeah.
It took like 8 to 12 months to like start to wonder, who is this person and how did they find me? And it was often through social media or something. Even things like getting found on Google, that depending on competition and industry, can take anywhere from 8 to 12 months.
Yeah, it's really about having like a plan and a marketing plan, and we can get into this, you know, another time, is more than just sort of what media you'll use or what messaging you'll use. It's your whole business. But it takes that time and consistency. So this is a great quote from the One-Page Marketing Plan, which is, failed and struggling businesses either neglect marketing altogether or do random acts of marketing with no plan or structure. They try random tactics once or twice and give up when they don't see immediate results. That's not a marketing plan. That's a recipe for disaster, which is exactly what you're talking about. Which is the, well, I tried Facebook and I posted my morning routine a couple times and, you know, some pictures of my dog. And hey, lots of people like the dog, but nobody came in and bought anything. So then they just give up.
Oh my gosh, and I'm seeing so many pictures of dogs on social media lately. And it's just like, it's not the new picture of my coffee, picture of my socks, picture of a dog. Are you selling dog food?
And I like
dogs. I like dogs too. I have a dog. I love my dog. I don't need to see pictures of dogs and business that are selling me restaurants. I don't want to go to your restaurant. Yeah. There's a picture of a dog there.
Yeah, it's true. And I think too, this goes back to like, you know, people don't care about you until they get to know you. So if you're a well-known business and your marketing's great, slide a picture of the dog in, people might like it, but it's not a replacement for that. If they don't know who you are, then it's just a nice dog picture, but it's not marketing.
Yeah, just a nice dog picture. What you said.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah. I liked what you said about like the random acts of marketing, and there's a business owner there that says, well, I tried Facebook and I did this and I did that. Here's a major reason why marketing doesn't work. And it's because people are trying to do it themselves. And marketing should not be a DIY project. I will go so far to say, this is where I'm going to start to get myself in trouble. If you're doing your own marketing as a business owner, it's probably not good. And honestly, the more and more I see it, the more and more I can recognize who's doing marketing, if it's coming from directly from a business owner, if it's coming directly from a marketer. And like, don't get me wrong, no one knows your business better than you do, business owner, but I can market it better than you can 100 times over. And I think there's ego with every business owner. I'm a business owner. I have an ego because of it. But I think the most important thing as a business owner to me is kind of letting go of what I know I am not the expert at. I'm the expert marketer. I think I'm really good at managing and running and planning my business strategically too. Everything else, I don't need to be an expert at. I had someone recently tell me, well, I need to learn how to do it first before someone else can do it. And this was a retail store. And they were talking about coding a website. And I literally was like, I actually replied by email back to them because I'm pretty close to them. I'm like, can I ask why you think that? Like, I can convince you otherwise.
Yeah. It's really funny the difference with something like that, like going that deep and knowing and trying to do your own thing. And I think that surprises me a bit because I think sometimes when you can do something, you undervalue a professional doing it. In the olden days, people didn't have their own printing press. So they'd have to go and, pay that ad designer to design their ad on the old printing press. But I think with something like Facebook, Instagram, people are like, oh, I could take a picture and put it up there. But yeah, you can, but is it good? Does it serve your message? Do you have the right message? Sometimes as a business owner, you need an external perspective so people can see what the value you really bring is. Because the business owner themselves doesn't always maybe have a clear vision of what the actual value they bring would be.
Absolutely. And they're the expert at what they do. And the marketer is the expert at what they do. And that's marketing a business. When a business owner is going to do it themselves from a marketing perspective, it's going to suck. It's not going to be effective. They're not going to know what to even look for, what the expectation is. And that's when it sucks. And then that's when they turn around and they think that marketing doesn't work. It's taken me like years to kind of piece it together, but that ultimately what the summary is for when a business owner does it. Like they try to do marketing themselves, it sucks, and then they think it doesn't work, and then they're never going to do marketing ever again because they didn't think that they could anyone else could do it any better than they could.
yeah, and I think one way to tell if your marketing sucks. Just thinking a bit out loud here is if you have a cash crunch and the first thing you think of is to cut marketing, then it's probably not working for you because it's designed poorly or there's something missing in that link. Because marketing should be sort of the engine of your business. It's one of the engines of your business that brings in attention and sales and leads. So, most people, I think marketing doesn't work because they're not either they're doing it themselves or they're not doing it right, or they've maybe hired somebody to do the wrong element of marketing that maybe they don't need or it's not the best sort of fit for them at that moment. Or their marketer's great, but their sales are bad, or the marketer brings the attention and they don't have the system set up to actually close the sale.
That's a great point. And that's something I've kind of come across lately as well, where the conversation is, well, I need marketing to generate sales for me. And that's a bit bigger of a conversation, but that's not going to happen. That's a hack. And I know it's 2021 and everyone loves hacks and that's what Pinterest is all about, but that's not the real world. That's not reality. Marketing is bringing attention to your brand. Marketing is telling people who you are and what you offer. Marketing is not sales. It is a tool to bring the opportunity of the sale to you. That's it.
Yeah, and I think really good, I'll disagree a bit. I think really good marketing can set up sales reactive basis, but you need to have all the pieces in place. So you can't start with one random tactic. So let's pick email. So email's one where a lot of people say email marketing sucks, it doesn't work, but that's because they're doing crappy email marketing or they're seeing crappy email marketing. But yeah, the people who have figured out direct email marketing, it works so well. Usually they have a good system come up. They have a great overall marketing. And they know when they send out a campaign, they know exactly what their sales are going to be because they know their stats and it's fine-tuned. But you can't get fine-tuned out of the gate or randomly. So you need to have all the other things that we've been talking about in place for months or even years. I got an awesome email the other day from a business, and this is someone I've known for 3 years, and they've been working hard at sort of cracking the nut of email marketing for 3 years. And now their stuff looks great, but it didn't happen the first day.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that, yeah, goes back to not giving the time to see it through and spending the 3, 6, 12 months to sort of work through the kinks. And we can, like, as marketers, set stuff up, put together a plan, put together a strategy, execute it. It's never going to be right the first time, ever. We can pour my heart and soul into something. It's not going to be 100% perfect the first time. Myself, I've been in business for just over 2 years and 1 month now. I've redone my website twice. I'm going through the third time redoing the wording on the website. I've redone social stuff twice. And every month they're still looking at these little things to optimize, which is a word I don't like to say, but like finding ways to make it better. Email marketing, again, is a great example. You can change stuff monthly with affecting your open rate and your click rate, so how many people are opening your email, by making little tweaks to the subject line. You can, every month, make changes to the actual layout of the email to improve the amount of people that are going to click through onto the website. You're never going to figure that out right away. It should slowly build by like a small percentage every time. And there's going to be ups and downs, but realistically, like, you can't just set it up and think it's going to be perfect right away.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. And the other cool thing about marketing and why I like marketing is it's dynamic. It's ever changing. There's no set it and forget it. And if you do find something magic that works, your competitors are going to copy you right away. So, like, just the way sort of the, the averages work and being consistently above average in any business is really, really hard. So anytime you have an advantage, someone's stealing that, and then it's not an advantage anymore. So you got to try and tweak something else. So you really need, and this is where having a professional marketer, a professional is someone who has a plan. So they bring a plan and a framework, but they're also in working on it all the time. Like, I know for me, I love elements of marketing. I love sort of creating this overall strategic frameworks, but I'm not in the mud of like looking at analytics. What are people opening? There's a whole bunch of little details that only really a professional who's doing it is going to understand and monitor and adapt to. So, you know, you need that person on your team to do that, because as a business owner, you can't possibly also do that stuff.
Yeah, and there's hundreds, maybe thousands of numbers to look at within your analytics. And I've been doing this for 5 years within digital marketing, and never ceases to amaze me. Every meeting or call that I'm in, someone asks a question, well, what about this number? And I honestly, most of the time, like, I don't care about that number. It's irrelevant to me. Why is it relevant to you? There's honestly like a...
Yeah, and it's finding which ones are relevant. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And that comes with experience. And this is like a great segue into like the final note and maybe the most important. I don't know why it's the most important. I do and I don't, but it's cost. And everything we've talked about, like inexperience leads to... like marketing doesn't work because of inexperience. So marketing must work because you have experience. So you need to find an experienced marketer. An experienced marketer is going to be an expert. They're going to be a professional. And like, honestly, like that's not going to be cheap, because you're paying for years of their knowledge, marketing tens of maybe hundreds of businesses. It's not going to be cheap. Maybe it's affordable. Don't know what everyone's definition of cheap is. Don't know what everyone's definition of affordable is as well. But this is usually when people start to cheap out.
Yeah.
Because they're like, I can't afford this. Marketing doesn't work anyways. And like, this is when they start throwing all these excuses out. I'm going to do it myself, et cetera. People cheap out and they start working with inexperienced marketers. That's when they work with their friend's nephew. That's when they work with people that are just inexperienced in marketing. They work with a photographer that knows how to use social media, or their daughter who's good on Instagram or something like that. Just because we know people that use social media, people that are on Facebook, people that know how to post something on Instagram, yeah, doesn't mean that they know how to market a business. It's a completely different thing. You need strategy. Inexperienced marketers don't have a plan. They don't have a process. They don't have a strategy. They take direction from people that have less experience than them, which is usually the business owner. And that just goes full circle into the previous conversation of like, the business owner doesn't know how to market their business either. So like, realistically, full circle, that's my essay and my rant on why marketing doesn't work.
Yeah. Again, I love it. It's not a marketing plan. It's a recipe for disaster. So when marketing's not working, again, it's not a cost. It should be an investment. It should be simple and it should work. And there are professionals have frameworks to do that for your business. And you need to engage those professionals. And then if it doesn't work, I always say fire them, find someone better. But know that the better is usually more experienced, more, I don't like the word expensive either, because it's all relative to what you're trying to earn. And I think that's the other big thing, is people randomly set their budget based on sort of random numbers or random what they think things should cost. But they don't know what it really costs for a business. I know you and I have talked, I have some business ideas that I'd like to start, but part of it's understanding what the real cost for marketing is to like start them. You can hack around it and go cheap, but then it's not going to work. But if you're trying to acquire customers that are going to give you the cash to fund your business, like, you need to invest appropriately. And that's different for every single business. So again, you need a plan and a professional marketer who's going to help you decide what that is. I see mostly people are either underinvesting in marketing, they're underinvesting in the wrong marketing, or they're overinvesting in the wrong marketing. but rarely do they have sort of the right mix of, you know, what they should be doing. And those ones are usually doing really well and it's working because they have someone that they trust and the, you know, investment makes sense for them.
Yeah. And all comes back to inexperience. Like you said, people are spending too much on the wrong stuff. They're spending not enough on the wrong stuff. Wrong stuff just means inexperience. And then people try to find people that have a process that fits what they want, which again is basically inexperience of trying to do it yourself, which is probably a cost issue as well. You don't need to find someone that has a process that you like. You need to find someone that you like, that you can maybe trust, that has the experience, and let them do what they can do best, because they're the experts and that's why you're hired. If you want a make work project, hire someone internally and teach them how to do marketing for you. That's how you should handle those type of situations. You shouldn't be hiring someone externally and enforce your process on them.
Yeah. Yeah. If you really want to do it yourself, you could find those people. And that can be a great strategy if you do know what you're doing. But again, when things aren't working, you got to look at something, because we know proper marketing works. And marketing is, I heard a successful guy say everything he has is because of marketing. So, you know, good marketing works. If it's not working, there's something wrong. And that could be that's a whole conversation for another time to figure out what that could be. Awesome. Any last thoughts, Matt?
No, I hope I didn't come across like too sad or negative or maybe judgy or whatever the word is, but it's just something I've experienced of late in the last couple of weeks, and thinking more and more about it, the future of marketing in Kawartha Lakes and the businesses there and some of the conversations I've had, and just trying to maybe better articulate myself and find ways to explain to people why marketing doesn't work and how it can work.
Yeah. Awesome. Sounds like a conversation to me. Thank you everyone for listening to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast. If you would like some marketing that does work, check out startingpointdigitalmarketing.ca. They offer intentionally simple marketing. If you'd like to talk to us about your marketing and discuss maybe why your marketing is not working and how we could make it work, send us an email at setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.